姐妹们平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
我是从旧金山圣布鲁诺神的家过来的弟，一位普通的弟兄。
I'm just a normal brother who came from San Bruno and from the house of God.
我今天能够在这里站在这里跟弟兄姐妹们交通信息，实在是神的恩典。
It's truly God's grace and mercy that today I can stand here and fellowship with you all.
谢谢刚才弟兄领的这首诗歌。
I want to thank the brother who just led the hymn.
每当唱起这首诗歌的时候，我们就实在要承认，我们自己是一群不会爱的人，也不知道爱的人。
Every time we sing this hymn, we have to confess that. We are the people who do not know love, nor do we know how to love.
所以我们在神的面前，很多时候想起桌上的表记之物的时候，我们受他的爱来激励，我们来到神的面前，仰望他的怜悯。
Often, as we look at the symbol on the Lord's table, then our hearts are stirred up, and then we look to Him for His mercy.
求他使我们成为一个能爱他也能爱人的人。
We ask him to help us so that we could become a people who love him all and also love men.
当我们心里有这个愿意的时候，你就会在不知不觉中感到你里面就会有一股力量来扶持你。
Now, when we have this longing to do so, then unwittingly you will realize that there will be this strength to hold you up.
这就是我们的弟兄们，前辈的弟兄们常常跟我们交通的，我们人的顺服是在一个被动之中的主动。
This is why the elder brothers have often shared with us that our willingness to serve, the active part of this willingness is actually being pushed forward in our passivity.
这首诗歌里告诉我们，我们要跟他关系更亲密的话，首先是从我们的心开始。
Now the hymn tells us that for us to have this intimate relationship with him, we have to start from within our heart.
然后我们进入到那条路上，我们来更信更顺服，你就发现那基督的爱就慢慢的会在你里面成型。
Then we will walk on this path with more faith, with more love, and you will see that Christ's love is gradually being formed within you.
当然这就是我们一生的道路。
Of course, this is our lifelong path.
所以最后告诉我们这是一生的窄路。
Therefore, the hymn tells us that this is a lifelong narrow path.
我们今天来交通的题目也是关于这方面的，讲到魂的救恩。
And today our topic is also related to this, that is the salvation of our souls.
其实我们如果真正的看新约的书信的话，我们会不知不觉的会发现，好像所有的信息里头都是讲这件事情。
Actually, if you consider all the epistles of the New Testament, you realize that unconsciously that all these epistles talk about the same topic.
我们今天只能从短短的几段经文里头来交通这个，是从一个很窄的角度来看。
Now today, because of the constraint of time, we will focus on one narrow perspective.
好不好？我们来打开圣经，我们先来读三段经文。
Now would you please open your Bible, we'll read three passages.
第一段新闻我们先翻到彼得前书第一章，我们读第八到第九节。
First Peter, chapter 1, verses 8 and 9.
彼得前书第一章，我们要读的是第八到第九节。
First Peter, chapter 1, verses 8 and 9.
你们虽然没有见过他，这个他是指耶稣基督说的哈，却是爱他，如今虽不得见，却因信他有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
1 Peter 1:8 Whom That's our Lord Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
那这段里头呢，有几个字呢？我想弟兄姐妹们特别关注一下。一个呢，就是因信他就有说不出来的大喜乐。那个信后面应该是有个入，进入的意思。
I would like to highlight a few words here. Believing in Jesus Christ, you rejoice with joy inexpressible, full of glory, and also believing in Him. That's believing into Him.
换句话说，我们的信不是头脑里头的，我们的信是要进入到他的里面的。
In other words, our faith is not intellectual. Our faith should be entering into Him.
第二个呢，在信心的果效的那边，我们可以把它翻译成果效，我们可以看到它的终结。它的意思是讲到一个积聚、一个过程的终点而说的。
Now, receiving the end of your faith, we could say that is the outcome of a process of faith.
那换句话说，这里说到信心的时候，它告诉我们，不是我们一段时间的信，也不是我们一段日子里的信，乃是我们一生道路的那个信。
So when Peter speaks of the faith, it's not just one period of time of faith, or one part of your life's faith, but it is a continually process of faith.
我们要知道，我们的信心不是刚信的时候那个信主的时候那个信，那个只是一个起点。我们要走的是一条信心的道路，是一生的信。
And faith is just not the beginning of your faith. The faith we hold on to is a lifelong faith, all the way till the end of the faith.
那这里的彼得告诉我们，这个信心的道路的这条终点所带出来的果效，就是我们那灵魂的救恩。
And as Peter tells us, the end of this way of faith is the salvation of our souls.
最后这句话，弟兄姐妹们可能应该就是经常熟悉的，也听到了。它实际上就讲到是我们魂的救恩。
And I think brothers and sisters, you are all often have heard of this salvation of our souls.
那我们继续的来翻第二段经文，我们来读翻到希伯来书第三章。我们要读的是第七到第十一节。
Now the second passage is in Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 to 11.
希伯来书第三章第七到十一节。
Hebrews 3:7-11.
他说圣灵有话说，你们今日若听见他的话，就不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒试他看的时候。在那里你们的祖宗并且观看我们我的作为有四十年之久，所以我厌恶那个时代的人，他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为。我在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。
Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellionIn the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, They always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. As I swore in my path, they shall not enter my rest.
我们知道这段经文是希伯来书的作者他所引用的诗篇第95篇第5到11节的那段话。
We know that this passage used by the Hebrews author is derived from Psalm 95, 7 to verses 7 to 11.
两点有一种差别，在诗篇95篇7到11节那边说出这段话的时候，前面是说到我们是他草场上的羊。
Yes, there is a little bit different as the psalmist spoke of this passage. He first mentioned that we are the sheep of his pasture.
所以圣灵在引用这段话的时候，说出这段话的时候，说我们若是听他的话的话，不是用的 word, 乃是用的他的声音这个字。
Therefore, in Hebrew, the author used the voice of God instead of the word of God.
因为 我们就想到那个羊是听牧人的声音，是认识牧人的声音，是跟随着牧人的声音而行的人。
Because we all know the sheep, hears the voice of the shepherd and know the voice of the shepherd and follow him.
但到了希伯来书里头，作者来引用他的时候，他上面是说到神的家的事。
But here in Hebrews, as the author spoke of this passage first, he was actually talking about the matters of the house of God.
所以我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹们，如果真正的能够成为主耶稣基督他的家的话，一样要像那个羊一样来听牧人的声音一样去听。
So brothers and sisters, if you really want to become the house of God, then you should be like sheep. Who are able to hear the voice of the shepherd.
那在这一段里头，我们再读加多读一段经文，我们就看到三章的第十九节最末了。
Now we will come into the end, one more verse in chapter 3, verse.
他说这样看来，他们断不能进入安息，是因为不信的缘故了。
And it tells us that they would not enter.In because of unbelief, verse 19.
这里同样的讲了那个信的问题。
Again, this is the issue of faith.
我们最后再来翻到腓立比书第二章，我们要读十二到十三节。
Lastly, we come to Philippians. We will read this passage, verses 12 to 13.
他说，腓立比书第二章第十二到第三节，十三节，这样。看来我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但是在你们那里，就是在我如今不在你们那里更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫，因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心中运行，为要成就他的美意。
Chapter 2, 12, verse 12, Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure.
同样这里说到了做成你们得救的功夫，我们可以看到他仍然是讲到我们的那个魂的救恩。
So in the same token that when the When Paul speaks of the, to work out your own salvation, he speaks of the salvation of souls.
英文里是讲叫 work out.
In English, it's to work out.
有的时候，也有人把它翻译成活出。
Some translation would say to live out.
我们低头再有点祷告。
Shall we bow our heads and have a word of prayer?
主啊，你已经将你的话语向弟兄姐妹们打开。
Lord, you have unfolded your words before brothers and sisters.
求你赐下那赐人智慧与启示的灵。
May you grant us this spirit of wisdom and revelation.
你让我们无论是讲的，还是翻译的，还是听的，都能同感于你。
So that the speaking, the translating, and the hearing will be under one spirit.
让我们能够进入你的话语的光中。得着你所要我们得着的。
So we can actually enter into the light of your word and gain what that you want us to.
我们这样感恩的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Our prayer, in Jesus Christ's name, we pray with gratitude.
Amen.
Amen.
我相信弟兄姐妹们对神的救恩是一个很清楚的了解。
Brother and sister, I do believe you have this clear understanding of God's salvation.
圣经里头告诉我们，神给我们预备的这个救恩是一个全备的救恩。
The Bible teaches that the salvation God has given to prepare for us is a full salvation.
希伯来书里告诉我们是这么大的一个救恩。
And Hebrews tells us it's so great a salvation.
它包括了我们人的灵魂体的救恩。
It encompasses the salvation of our spirit, soul, and body.
我们也知道，我们体灵的救恩是我们在信主的那一刻就已经得着了。
We also know that the salvation of our spirit, has given to us at the very moment we believe in Him.
只要我们愿意信主，在那边被圣灵的感动，我们愿意承认他的时候，那个神的救恩就临到我们。
As long as we are willing to believe, and want to accept the Lord, and at that moment the salvation of the Spirit has come upon us.
以弗所书里告诉我们，二章五节那边告诉我们，那个时候我们是死在罪恶过犯之中的。
So Ephesians 2:5 tells us that at that moment we were dead in trespasses.
当我们的灵给得救的时候，他说就叫我们跟基督一同活过来了。
Yet when our spirit was saved, then God made us to be alive with Christ Jesus.
我们原来是跟神所隔绝的，但是我们因着愿意信主，神的救恩就临到我们，我们那个已死的灵就活过来了。
We were once alienated from God, but because we are willing to believe in the Lord, that salvation of the Spirit has come to us.
在那一刹那之间，我们就得着了那个神那个永远的生命，而且我们成为神家的儿女，我们有了一个新的身份。
At that moment, we receive the eternal life and enter into the house of God, and we have this new identity.
旧约以西结书三十六章那边告诉我们还发生了一些事情。
And also in Old Testament, Ezekiel chapter 36, something else happened.
我们不仅是得着了那个新的生命呢。
Not only do we receive that new life.
在我们信主的那一刻，神还赐给了一个新的心。
But at the moment we believe in the Lord, God has also given us a new heart.
这个心是除去了我们原来的那个实心，换成了一个肉心。
Because God has taken away that heart of stone and has given us this heart of flesh.
换句话说，在我们原来在信主之前，我们向着神的那个心是刚硬的。
In other words, before we believed in the Lord, our heart toward God was hard.
可是我们信主了以后，我们里面的那个心啊，就变成了一个柔软的心。
But after we believe in the Lord, the heart now has become soft.
当我们这里的柔软的心的时候，我们就可以对神的话有所回应，有所反应的。
With this tender heart, we now be able to respond to God's word.
第二件事呢，它使我们的灵给活过来了，我们有了一个新的灵。
The second thing is He quickened our spirit. We now have a new spirit.
这个灵我们可以跟神重新的交通，重新的 来到他的面前，来叫声阿爸父神。
So we can have this fellowship with him, come before him once more and calling him Abba Father.
更重要的，他还把他自己的灵，也就是我们所说的圣灵，来放在我们的里面。
Even more importantly, that is, he has put his spirit within us. That is the Holy Spirit.
让我们有能力来顺从他的律法，有能力来遵行、谨守他的典章。
So that we're able to walk in his statutes and also, to keep and to do his judgments.
这个能力不是我们所能的。
So this ability is not that we have.
乃是因着我们信主，我们得到那个灵的救恩，神所加给我们的。
It's all because we have believed in the Lord that the Lord has added this to us.
就如我们刚才说的那个爱的诗歌的时候。
Just as we mentioned about the hymn of love.
我们没有爱的。
We had no love.
我们更谈不上神的爱的。
Not to mention about God's love.
罗马书里告诉我们，就当我们信主的那一刻，就是神的圣灵将他的爱。
Romans tells us the moment we believe in the Lord, God has poured out His love in the Spirit on us.
这个是每一位弟兄姐妹们已经领受的，也已经经历过的一件事情。
This is the thing you have all experienced and all accepted from the Lord.
说到喜乐救恩，我们也知道。
And as we speak of the salvation of the body,
是将来那一刻。主耶稣从天而降，降到云中。当我们的众教会的弟兄姐妹们一同被提到空中的时候，我们身体那个朽坏的身体都要会变荣形的。
That's when the Lord descended from heaven, and we were all caught up together in the cloud to meet Him, and this corrupt body will put on incorruption.
我们朽坏的身体，我们会变成一个属灵的身体，我们会变成一个永远不朽坏的身体。
The corrupt body will become incorruptible, glorious, and eternal.
那是在我们信心里头的一个盼望，也是我们活着的一个追求的目标。
This is our hope in faith, and this is the very goal.Of our pursuit.
哥林多前书里头呢，告诉我们这是一件奥秘的事情。
And First Corinthians tells us this is a mystery.
保罗在提撒罗尼迦前书里头，他告诉我们，他是按照主的话来告诉我们的。
When Paul spoke of this in 1 Thessalonians, he said, "I spoke this by the word of God."
如果我们真有信心的话，我们真能持守这个信心到底的话，在那一刻必然会发生。
If we truly have this faith and hold it till the end, and this will definitely happen.
所以说到灵的救恩的时候，我们知道一件事实：你在信主的那一刻，你信了他，只要你是真实的信他，你必然会得救，这是一个确定的事实。
And this is some assurance that we have that the moment you believe in the Lord, and if you truly believe in Him, then your spirit is saved.
我们就成为他属他家的人，到时候我们身体必定会荣幸。
And we belong to Him, a member of His household, and when that day comes, our body will become glorious too.
但问题是我们今生还有一生的道路，神留我们在地上走。
But the question is,We still remain on earth. There is a lifelong journey reserved for us.
我们要经历一段魂的救恩的过程。
Therefore, we will go through this process of the salvation of souls.
为什么要经历这一段过程呢？
Why do we have to go through this process?
因为我们知道，在神永远的救赎的计划里头，有一段时间叫千年国度的时间。
Because we know that in the eternal plan of God's salvation,there is a period called the Millennium Kingdom.
当主耶稣第二次降临的时候，我们每一位属他的儿女都要在他面前，在基督的台前经历审判。
Now, when the Lord Jesus comes back, every child of His will stand before His judgment seat and be judged.
当我们经历他的审判的时候，我们有不同的结局。有一部分人在圣经里说到是跟他一同在天上做完一千年。
As we are being judged by Him, there will be different results. Some of them would be reigning with the Lord in the Millennium Kingdom.
但是有一群人好像就被扔在一个外面的黑暗里头，哀哭泣死。
Yet others will be thrown into the outer darkness and weeping and gnashing teeth.
而且哥林多前书第告诉我们，在那个时候一同跟他住完的人，好像有天上的星星一样。是日有日的荣光，月有月的阳荣光，这星跟那星有各有不同的荣光。
And also, 1 Corinthians tell us that on that day there will be people whose glory will be like the sun, others be like the moon, and others be like the stars. Yet one star would differ from the other in glory.
福音书里也告诉我们，扔在外面黑暗里头哀哭泣死的人。
And the gospel book also tells us those who've been thrown into the outer darkness.
好像也有三种不同的待遇。
And it seems that we could see that there are three different treatments.
一种是给丢在外面的黑暗里头。
One is being thrown into the outer darkness.
一种好像是说给捆起来丢在外面的黑暗之中。
One would be bound and then thrown into the darkness.
还有一种呢，好像直接给腰斩了，扔在外面的黑暗中。
The other group seem to be cut in half and then be thrown into the outer darkness.
这些不同层次的形容就取决于我们这一生在走这个魂的救恩道路之上，让魂的救恩成就在你身上的多少所决定了。
There are these different levels of judgment. It all depends on how much the salvation of soul has been accomplished in you while you are alive on earth.
我们刚才读的希伯来书第三章七到十一节那幅图画给我们看到。
And the picture shown in Hebrew 3:7-11.
好像就看到一个神给我们预备的那个全备的救恩在我们属他的子民的身上去跟随的时候，三幅不同的图画。
It actually composed through different pictures of all the God's people while they are pursuing the Lord.
灵的救恩就说到了，他们都是一群出了埃及、过了红海的人。
Those who have come out of Egypt, passed through the Red River, The Red River are those whose spirit are saved.
魂的救恩呢，就让我们那个体的救恩呢，就让我们看到是进入迦南的那一群。
And those who have obtained the salvation of the body are those who actually enter into the land of Canaan.
但是他把这个魂的救恩就比喻成这个旷野道路的这一群。
And we could see those who are wandering in the wilderness are those who are still pursuing the salvation of souls.
我们是能够走十一天就进入迦南呢，还是要在旷野之中漂流四十年而躲避旷野呢？
So, are we going to walk 11 days in the wilderness and enter into the land of Canaan, or we will be like those who have been wandering in the wilderness for 38 years and eventually died in the wilderness?
哥林多前书里告诉我们呢。
First Corinthians, we read.
他把这些历史摆在我们的面前。
Now, all this history has been placed before our sight.
不是让我们这群信主的人只是听听看看而已。
It's not for us believers just to look at it, just to listen to it.
而是要成为一个借鉴。
Instead, the history should be an example.
换句话说，我们这群已经信主的人。
In other words, all of us who have believed in the Lord.
不要以为我们不会犯那样的一些错误。
Don't you think that we would not make the same mistakes?
而是我们尽其可能是要走向这样的一条道路。
The truth is, most likely we would be walking in the same way.
我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，My beloved brothers and sisters，
这一点他告诉我们，面对这一切的时候，我们要深切地领会到，我们将来面对基督台前的审判，那个结局不是说说看看吗
？As we're walking in this life journey。And we know we will all be facing Lord Jesus Christ's judgment at the judgment seat. It's not something, it's just some kind of talking.
我记得加老弟兄在生前的时候在我们中间或者西安特会常常提到。
I remember Brother Kong often mentioned this in my congregation or in the West Coast Conference.
他说常常有弟兄姐妹们来问他那个外面的黑暗到底是怎么回事。
Brother Kong said, many brothers and sisters went to ask him, what is that outer darkness?
或者说是指着什么来说的
Or what does it refer to?
我们的弟兄我记得刚开始的回答很有意思。
I remember as Brother Kong answered this question, it was very interesting at the beginning.
他说他有知道有一种讲法。
He mentioned that he knew one kind of saying about this question.
但是他说他不告诉我们。
But he said, I will not tell you.
他说为什么不告诉我们呢
？Why would he not tell us?
他说弟兄姐妹们啊，你们为什么对那个黑暗很感兴趣呢
？He said that brothers and sisters, why are you so interested in that darkness?
因为神的心意是要我们追求光明呐。
Because God's desire for us is to pursue the light.
因为神给我们预备的那个魂的救恩已经预备在那边，已经做成了。
The salvation of our soul has been prepared by God and is accomplished.
所以我们今生所活的目的不是想着那黑暗的事。
So our life goal should not be concentrating on darkness.
而是按照神给我们的负担。神给我们的引领去追求那光明的事。
But according to the burden, according to the leading from the Lord, we should be pursuing after the matters of life.
当你持续地活在那个光明之中，那黑暗跟我们就无缝无关了。
When you continue to live in light, that darkness has nothing to do with you.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我想这也是这段经文里头告诉我们的一个重点。
I believe this is also the main focus of this passage.
关于外面黑暗的事呢，我想圣经里有几段经文是可以给我们去看的。
But as to the outer darkness, we do have few passages in the Bible we could refer to.
一个哥林多前书三章十二到十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verses 12 to
13. 那边讲了那个工头的事，对不对
？It speaks of the master builder.
他这里工头呢，有聪明的工头与愚拙的工头。
So you have a wise master and a foolish master.
他说聪明的工头呢，你是用火、用金银、宝石来建造。
Now a master builder builds the house with gold, silver, and precious stones.
那个愚拙的工头呢，是用草木禾秸来建造。
As opposed to the foolish master builder, he built the house with wood, hay, and stubble.
当我们在基督的台前来受审判的时候，
But as we appear before the judgment seat of Christ to be judged,
那时候就有火给发现。
And then the fire would come out.
当你的工程经过火以后，你是烧得一无所有呢？还是能够留下那宝贵的建筑。
After the fire, your work will be burned to nothing, or your work will be kept to be seen by the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你去看，想一想，你辛辛苦苦一生所经营、所建造的，你得以夸口的那个资本，有朝一日给烧得一无所有的时候，你是什么样的心情
？So brothers and sisters, think of the feeling you would have.That with all the work you have spent all your lifetime energy to work on, and it's all being burned to nothing.
第二段经文呢是在希伯来书六章七到八节。
The second passage is in Hebrews 6, verses 7 to 8.
那里讲了一块田地。
And there speaks of the ground.
我们知道田地不仅讲到我们个人，也讲到他的聚会，对不对？
Now we know that.Ground speaks of not only us person, individually, but also speaks of the gathering.
他说呢，这个田地呢，累次下过雨水，生长菜蔬，合乎耕耘的人所用，就会从神那边得福。
Now this ground, if it receives the rain that constantly coming upon it, and the bare crops that will be useful to the one who cultivates it.
可是呢，你如果生长出荆棘跟棘藜来了，就被喂废弃。近乎咒诅，请记住，这里是用的敬语。
But if it brings forth briars and thistles, then it's close to being cursed. Please know that it's close to being cursed.
积聚就是焚烧。
And the result is to be burned up.
我们体会一下。
Now let's meditate on this.
如果我们是那块田地。
If we are that ground,
我们要是成为合乎主用的那块地呢，还是结果被毁焚烧，烧得一无所有的那块荒凉之地？
Are we useful to the Lord who cultivates us, or are we to become burned up, become desolate?
所以希伯来书里头特别的告诉我们。
So Hebrews especially tells us.
我们要得着这个魂的救恩。
For us to obtain this salvation of souls.
我们能够持续的活在这个。光明之中
we have to continue to live in light.
我们走在这条信心的道路之上
As we walk in this path of faith,
第一件事情
the first thing,
就是你向着神的那颗心呢
is that the very heart you have toward God.
不要硬着
Do not be hardened.
什么叫硬着呢
What does it mean to harden your heart?
硬着就是他有的话给你你不听啊
That means that when God speaks to you, you will not listen to him.
他有了感动，你不回应了。
When he moves you, prompts you, you will not respond.
你按照自己的感觉去偏执而行了。
You walk according to your own dictate of heart, according to your own feeling.
我再次说到弟兄姐妹们。
Let me say it once again, brothers and sisters.
不要以为这样的事情是发生在我们不信主之前。
Never.To think that these things only happen to the unbelieving people.
实在是提那个希伯来书的作者是指着这一群我们已经信主的人说的。
When Hebrews author speaks of this, he speaks to us who believed in the Lord.
其实在马可福音里头也有两段记载啊。
Actually, in the book of Mark, there are also two passages.
那第一段记载在马可福音的六章五十二节。
The first reference is in Mark 6:52.
第二段记载呢是在八章的十七到十八节。
Now the second is recorded in Mark 8:17-18.
两次讲到一件事情。
Now, two times they actually speak of one thing.
神在不同的教训引出来了不同的教训。
The Lord teaches in different lessons, and they all come to this one.
是在他前面施展了一个神迹，就是五饼二鱼的神迹。
They all come to this fact that the first one was after the miracle of the five loaves and two fish.
结果当听了后面的神的教导给他的教训的时候，他们却一直停留在那个。 观景，就是五饼二鱼的观景之中。
But disciples, after they have heard, saw this thing, this miracle, they continue to stay in the very state of having five loaves and two fish.
经文里主用了一句话呢，说到他们心里还是鱼丸。
And the Bible says their heart are still hard.
我们姊妹的翻译就是他们的心还是硬着。
So the English translation is their heart.They have this hardened heart.
所以八章里头告诉我们，主问用一句反问句问他，你们的心还是鱼丸吗？
And then the Lord asked a rhetorical question, is your heart still hardened?
因为当我们心里一直硬着的时候，我们有眼睛我们就看不见，我们有耳朵就听不见。
When we continue to harden our hearts, then even though we have eyes, we do not perceive. Even though we have ears, we do not hear.
这正是这句话来告诉我们的。
So this is exactly what these passages are trying to tell us.
这个马可福音最后面的章十六章的时候，十四节他那边也说到，有十一个门徒坐席的时候，主耶稣再次向他们显现，但是他们还是不信呢。
In Mark 16 verse 14, when the Lord was resurrected, when he appeared to the 11 disciples, they would not believe.
因为他们的心是干硬的。
The same way, because their heart were hardened.
可能弟兄姐妹们不会承认自己的心是多么的干硬吗？
Brothers and sisters, you may not want to admit how hard your heart is.
因为神的灵拯救了我们，我们里面有一个柔软的心呢。
Because God's Spirit has saved us, so we should have this tender heart within.
可重要的，我们是不是持守我们的这个心在一直的柔软之中，还是接受我们的不听，我们的干硬呢？
But the issue is, will you continue to keep your tender heart?Or you would follow your hard heart and not to heed God.
我想说其他的可能弟兄姐妹们经历不太多，但是从我们常常说到了我们那个良心的感觉，你就会有感觉。
Brothers and sisters, you may not have had many other experiences, but when we speak of the conscience, we should be able to feel more of this.
无论你是信主了，或者是你还没有信主。
Whether you believe in the Lord or you don't.
当你做了一件事情的时候，第一次做一件事情是不合神旨意的，或者不符合你那里面的是非之心的判断的时候，
When you first do something that's wrong, not in accordance with God's will, not in accordance with the judgment of right and wrong from your conscience,
你的心里头的那个良心啊，总会对你有些提醒的。
Now the conscience in your heart would remind you of this.
可是我们是常常的忽略它呢，还是立即去改正？
So are we overlook it, or you know we continue to do the same thing?
你忽略一次，你的心就硬一点。
Now if you overlook it one time, your heart becomes harder.
你顺从里面的带领，你改正一次，你心就软一点。
But if you obey the leading from your conscience and you correct yourself, your heart becomes tender.
在国内很多的那些贪官啊，好像有的时候审判的时候也做成一些纪录片，为了来警醒世人。
In China, there are many corrupt officials, and you know their events would be made into a video in order to.Warn the public.
他们说到最多的就是他第一次拿那个贪款的时候，贪污的钱的时候，心里是极其害怕，睡也睡不着。
And the most common mentioned thing is the very first time they took the bribe money, they were nervous, to the point they could not sleep at night.
可是当他看看周围一样的跟他贪，好像也没事，他慢慢就麻木了。
As he looked around, seeing all those people who were doing the same thing, nothing happened to them, so their conscience becomes numb.
以至于那个良心就会越来越麻木，然后贪的又越来越多。
To the point that the conscience is so callous that he simply kept on receiving bribes.
我们的这个心也是这样。
Likewise, the same way with our heart.
我们要及时对神所给我们的感动。要有回应。
We have to respond to the prompting from God in time.
这段书经文里头后面还说到我们的那个心啊是常常迷糊的。
And also, the Hebrew passage always also tells us that our heart often goes astray.
迷糊呢是并迷糊到走在一条邪路上，我们还不知道悔改，及时的悔改。
What does that mean? That means our heart has gone astray to such an extent, even though we are walking on a wrong path.
而这个迷糊的对象就是那个罪。
And the very object of your astraying is sin.
所以我们一直活在那个罪被罪的迷糊的里面，我们就是在黑暗之中，我们的心就会越来越。
So as we continue to walk in the deceitfulness of sin, we continue to be in darkness and continue to be led astray.
所以箴言书里告诉我们呢，你要保护保守你的心啊，要胜过保守一切。
So Proverbs teaches that keep your heart with all diligence.
因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Because the issue of life spring from it.
我们得救以后，我们不再是一个旧的心，我们是一个新的心。
After we believe in the Lord, we do not have the old heart, but we have the new heart.
我们就应该保守我们这个神所赐给我们的这个新的心。
So we should be, keep this heart, this new heart God has given us.
这颗入心呢？
This heart of flesh.
维护心不干净的一个原则，就是用那膏油来滋润。
Now, to keep your heart clean, the one principle is to receive the anointing from the Holy Spirit.
所以在约翰一书里头，神也告诉我们，我们在那边是从基督领受了那恩膏的教训的。
So First John tells us that the anointing that we have received from God.
这恩膏的教训是真的。
The anointing is true.
但教训临到我们，就跟圣灵的感动随到我们一样。我们应该有敏感，我们也应该有回应。
So when the anointing comes to us, we should be sensitive to it. As the Holy Spirit gives us the anointing to nourish us, we should respond.
那有弟兄说，那什么时候我们能够分辨出这是圣灵的感动呢？
Brother and sister, you might ask, when could I understand whether this is from the prompting of the Holy Spirit or not?
还是我们出去我们自己或者我们常说的那个魂的冲动呢？
Or is it because of the impulsive feeling from our soul?
先知以赛亚呀，在那个以赛亚书里八章那边啊，给了我们一个很好的图画。
Now, Isaiah the prophet in Isaiah chapter 8 has shown us a very good picture.
当然我们先看这句话之前，我们首先要知道，凡是出于圣灵的感动，跟神的话是不违背的。
But one thing we have to know first is that, the prompting of the Holy Spirit is never contrary to His word.
那你在平时的过程之中，你该怎么判断呢？
So in the whole process of the salvation of the soul, how do you discern?
因为你知道仇敌的诡计是很明显的。
We know that the schemes of the devil is obvious.
仇敌常常也用圣经的话来说啊，来操控人的魂呢。
Enemy often uses the Bible's word to stir up your soul.
我们知道主耶稣在地上给试探的时候，那仇敌也是用了神的话呀。
Just as we know that as the Lord Jesus was tempted, tested on earth, the devil used the God's words.
但是他真正的在全面的圣经的话语里头，那个平衡的教训里头，他根本是站不住脚。
But Satan's word can never stand facing the comprehensive, balanced teaching from the whole Bible.
如今越是到悖逆的时代之中，我发现我们有很多的打着这个被称着自称为是属神的儿女的那些。也常常用这些神的话来教导一些不属于神旨意的东西。
Especially in this rebellious age that I find so many brothers, so many people who confess the Lord's name, yet they often teach something that does not belong to God's word.
特别是牵涉到一些敏感的话题的时候，弟兄姐妹们一定要特别的去警醒，你不要以为他上面引用了几节的经文在那个地方， 你就觉得他是按照圣经的教导在那边做。
Especially, we have to be sensitive to the controversial topics. Don't you just listen to him because he uses all these passages and then you just follow him.
以赛亚书里头的那幅图画呢，给我们一个很好的提醒。
Now, the picture in the book of Isaiah has given us such a wonderful reminder.
他说到那个圣灵的工作的那个工作方式跟那个仇敌的工作的方式的不一样。
It tells us the difference of the method of the Holy Spirit's working from the method of Satan.
他这两节里头讲了两股水流啊。
Here we see two streams.
一个叫细罗亚缓流的水。
One is the stream from Siloam moving slowly.
你看到那个缓流的水不
？Have you ever seen that river that flows slowly？
我是从国内出来的，我常常以前的时候喜欢到浙江那一带那个去爬山，去看那个，我喜欢那边的山。
I'm from Zhejiang, China. So I often like to climb mountains and to see things over there.
因为那边上呢有一个特点呢，就是在那个很茂密的树林，然后旁边呢有一个沿着溪流边的一个弯上跑的一个小道。
Because something special about this mountain is that in the midst of all the lush trees, and then you could see this little path that goes along with the streams next to it.
那我们就常常沿着那个道弯上爬，一直爬到那个最就是那个溪流的那个源头那个地方，常常就是一股活水的泉源在那边流。
Then we would climb the mountain on this path to the very source of this stream. Often that's warm water there.
所以你就看到那个活水给喷流出来的时候，它就慢慢的往下流下去，是很轻缓的声音，也很清澈的，让人安静的声音往下流。
And this warm living water, as it runs down, it runs slowly, and the voice of the running is not rumbling.
然后你越往下流呢，你发现那个溪水的面就越来越宽，和溪水就越来越多。
And as the streams go, as the river goes down, you see that it expands its path and more water than you could see.
很有意思，就这就好像以西结书47章那边给我们描述的，从圣殿里头流出来的那股活水一样。
And so interesting, it's just like what it depicted in Ezekiel.That living water that runs from the holy temple.
所以圣灵在我们里面做工的感觉是什么呢？
So what's the feeling when the Holy Spirit works in you?
它是轻轻缓缓的一直在我们心中流淌。
It's like the clear water running slowly, steadily within your heart.
直到你自己顺服了，那个流才慢慢的消失。
Until you obey, then that stream's water will disappear.
这是圣灵的感觉。
This is the feeling you would have when the prompting of Holy Spirit comes.
除非你干硬到一个地步，神说我的灵不再跟你相争了。
Unless you are so hard-hearted that the Holy Spirit God says, my spirit will not contend with you.
那就可悲啊，它就成为任凭了。
That would be so miserable on your part because God gives you over.
那另外一幅图画是什么呢？叫大河翻腾的水猛然的冲来。
Another picture is this great river swept on into the land.
这是从仇敌来的。
An overflow and pass over, and this is from the enemy.
这也是从你魂里冲来的。
This is also from your soul.
它一下子好像一个大河的一个大浪过来啊。
It's like a billow from the sea, the river from the sea.
让你没有任何思想的时间，然后让你没有任何交流的机会，让你不催促你马上要做这件事情。
It does not give you time to meditate on it, nor does it give you time.To fellowship with others, you just have to do what he tells you to do.
这是一浪一浪的过来。
So, the wave comes one billow after another.
但是一浪过来以后是什么结果呢？
But after the hitting of this one wave, what's the result?
就是空荡了，什么也没有。
And then nothing is left.
你看到那个一个大浪过来，冲过去以后，后面好像那个河船都露出来的感觉一样。
It's just like one big wave comes upon the shore, and after it recedes, there's nothing left. You could even see the bed of the sand.
这不正是我们现在好多那个诈骗的那个手段不就是这样吗？
This is just like all the scamming schemes.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们要保持一个柔软的心。
Let's keep this tender heart.
我们不能让我们的心硬的。
Do not allow our hearts to grow hard.
我们更不能让我们的心一直的硬着。
And even more, we should not allow our hearts to stay hard.
如果我们心一直硬着的话，最后我们就会成为那一群倒闭快乐的。
If our hearts continue to be hard, we would be like those who fell in the wilderness.
第二段经文告诉我们什么呢？腓立比的那段经文告诉我们什么呢？
And what does the Philippian, the second passage tell us?
他说让我们不硬着心呢。
It tells us not to harden
your heart. 我们回应圣灵的感动，我们顺服恩膏的教训的唯一的方法就是顺服。
We respond to God's prompting and following the anointing. The only way is to obey.
而且我们顺服的一个基本的态度，我们是在一个恐惧战惊的心态里头面对它。
And the basic attitude of our obedience is in the state of trembling and fear.
保罗用到这个字的时候，他说到那个恐惧啊，是用作对神来说的，是怀着一个正确的敬畏的心的态度。
When Paul speaks of this fear is towards God, that should be our correct attitude toward God in the fear of God.
我们面对着这个感动，面对着这个教训，或者面对着这个话，这个声音的时候，我们不要以为是来自于人的，我们要知道它是出自于神的。
As we face this prompting, this word, then we should never think that this is from man. We have to know it is from God.
我实在要说啊，弟兄姐妹们，我们现在是一群活在恩典时代的人。
Brothers and sisters, I have to say this. We are those who live in this age of grace.
我们实在是为此向着神感恩，也为着神的怜悯而献上我们的赞美。
And we offer to him our praises and thanksgiving because of his mercy.
可是我们常常会陷入到一个另外的一个误区，我们因着恩典而忽略了我们一颗向他活着的敬畏的心。
But often we fall into the state that because of the grace from God, we have forgotten our reverent heart.
我们不把他的话当着神的话，我们把它当着人的道理来听的话，那是一无所成的。
Now, if we take God's word not from God, instead it's just a doctrine of man, then we will accomplish nothing.
我们只有真正的在他面前有一个敬畏的心，我们才能够活出一个真正顺服的态度。
Only when we have this true fearful heart before God, then could we really live out this obedient life.
战惊呢，是说到不敢相信自己啊。
Fearing tells us that, trembling tells us that we do not believe in ourselves.
我生怕对神的话的遵行过程之中有一点偏移，有一点增加或者减少。
Because I'm afraid that in the process of going in God's, walking God's way, I might, go astray or disobey Him.
我们读这段经文的时候，它是说到腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹们。
Now this passage is about the Philippian church, its brothers and sisters.
他说他们是常顺服的。
And Paul says that they have been obedient always.
但是你到了这个时候，你要做出那个得救的功夫，你还要更加的顺服啊。
But at this point, to work out your own salvation, you have to obey even more.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们能说在神的面前来说我们是常顺服的吗？
Can we say about ourselves we are obedient in the presence of God?
既是常顺服的，还要更加的顺服。
Can we say that we are always are obedient? Even so, you have to be even more submissive.
他的这个顺服就记在前面 就是说到是基督的顺服。
And Paul speaks of this obedience as after he first has spoken of the obedience of Christ.
基督的顺服是什么呢？
What is the obedience of Christ?
存心顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。
The Lord became obedient, set his heart on obedience to the point of death, even death on the cross.
他知道我们做不出来， right?
And God knows we cannot possibly make it.
所以他下面给我们一句安慰的话。
Therefore, there is this comforting word that comes after.
他说因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心中运行为要成就他的美意。
For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure.
换句话说。
To put in another word.
我们如果在神的面前要立下这个志向。愿意顺服的话
If we make our aim before God to, and wanting to obey Him,
神会在我们里面运行啊。
And God would work His way in us.
在我们心中运行。
He works in us.
那里面讲到那个是什么东西在运行。
So what is that working in you?
但是以弗所说的清楚地告诉我们是那圣灵呢。
Ephesians tells us clearly that's the Holy Spirit.
他告诉我们的，他这个圣灵在我们里面运行啊，是超过我们所求所想的。
So this Holy Spirit working within us is above all that we ask or think.
所运行产生的那个大能大力是能够成就一切的。
The power that works in us is able to accomplish all things.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
So my dear brothers and sisters
说到顺服不是说我们去思想我们能不能的问题
So when we speak of obedience it's not a matter of whether we are able or not.
我们所要思想的是我们自己愿不愿意的问题
What we need to meditate on to think about is whether we are willing.
只要我们愿意
As long as we're willing,
神就把那个大能给我们了。
God is able to give us His power.
我们就靠着他的大能，那个大能就跟那个基督的洪流一样，他会激励我们来往前走。
So, just like the streams in Christ Jesus, as long as we're willing, we're able to walk forward because the stream from the Holy Spirit will stir us up.
保罗不是说到吗？说我们原来这群人都是被基督的爱所激励的，对不对？
Doesn't Paul say this? All of us are compelled by the love of Christ.
那个激励是什么意思？就是好像一股洪流一样，夹鼓着你，你不能不往前啊。
The compelling means that it's like the waves from the flood surrounding you all around and push you forward.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters,
我们要保持一个柔软的心。
Let's keep this soft heart.
我们要急着顺服这条道路。
We have to obey this way.
我们来求神的恩典。
Then we could come before God asking for His grace.
说到顺服，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
When we speak of obedience, dear brothers and sisters.
特别是我们聚会的弟兄姐妹。
Especially brothers and sisters gathering here.
包括两个方面，千万别忘记。
Don't forget two aspects of this obedience.
一方面向着神，向着我们的主要顺服。
One is that toward God, toward our Lord, we need to obey.
更重要的，我们要学习一个功课，我们弟兄姐妹们要彼此顺服。
But one more important lesson for us is to obey one another.
只有我们弟兄姐妹们彼此顺服的话，我们能够活出这样的光景的话，我们才能真正成为神所设立的灯台。
Only when we live out this submissiveness toward each other, then we could truly work out to prove that we are the golden lampstand from God.
我们很感谢主。
We really thank God.
当我们看到知道那句话，原来是神在里面，在我们里面运行，我们只要愿意就起来。
We have known that as long as we are willing, God is working within us, then we can rise up.
他必然会把我们。成就他们他的那个美意
，and on his part he will accomplish the good pleasure.
他的美意也是向着我们的，对不对
？Even his good pleasure is toward us.
我们也很愿意。
And we're willing.
但是有一点。
But still, there's one thing.
是诗篇六十六篇十二节告诉我们。
Psalm 66:12 tells us.
也就是我们。刚才弟兄你的那个诗歌里头 诗篇所唱的。
It resonates with the chorus of the hymn we just sang.
我觉得这段经文经历在摆在我们弟兄姐妹们面前，我们来一同思想。
So I would like to meditate upon our experience in this way of salvation of the joy.
诗篇六十六篇第十二节。
Psalm 66, verse 12.
他说：“你使人坐车砸我们的头，我们经过水火，你却使我们到丰富之地。”
Verse 12. You have caused man to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out to rich fulfillment or a land of abundance.
我们知道那个丰富之地是指的什么说的，对不对？
We all know what that land of abundance refers to, right?
那是他的美意。
Because this is according to his good pleasure.
也是他那永远的旨意。
This is God's eternal purpose.
是他这么多年来一直在我们身上不停地做工，那个永远的救赎计划的那个终点。
It is the very end of the eternal salvation that he has been working in us through our life.
我相信每一位弟兄姐妹们都不会不愿意到那个地方。
I believe no brother and sister would be unwilling to reach that end.
但是他告诉我们，在这个之前有两件事实你要经历到的，你要思想一下。
Now, but the psalmist tells us before we reach the end, there are two things you have to experience and you have to muse upon.
一个叫使人坐车来砸我们的头。
One is that God will cause man to ride over our heads.
这是讲到过去啊。两国相战的时候
This verse refers to the situation where two countries are fighting.
当他们得胜的那一国把那个战败的那一国给抓来的时候
It speaks of when the winning country and captured all the defeated country.
特别是他们的那个战败国的那个战将将领和他们的君王
especially when the winning country captures the king or generals of the defeated country.
战胜国呢，就用他们精锐的那个战车来碾过他们的头。
And the winning nation would use their the best chariots to run over their heads.
一方面炫耀自己的武力，另一方面羞辱战败的那一方。
On one hand, they're showing off their victory. On the other hand, they want to put to shame the defeated ones.
我们在这个幕后的时代，我们持守我们的立场来信主，我们的信仰，特别在现在的一些功利的地方，是不是常常有一种羞辱感？
Now, in this end time, as we hold on to hold fast to our position, hold fast to the fact that we believe in the Lord, especially at your workplace. Do you often feel the sense of humiliation?
这好像更多的是讲到我们精神上的、思想上的一种感觉。
Well, this speaks more of the sentiment of our mental or our psychological feeling.
第二幅图画说我们要经过水火。
Now, the second picture shows us that we have to go through the fire, go through the water.
我们知道水跟火是两个极端不相容的事，对不对？
We know fire and water are intolerable with each other. They are two extremes.
说到我们生活之中要经历一个两个极端的困难跟难处。
It tells us that in our life experiences, we have to go through two extreme opposite difficulties.
我们国人是有一个成语，对不对？叫水深火热。
And we Chinese have an idiom that is the deep water and the blazing fire.
我们要进入那丰富之地，我们要经过水深火热。
For us to enter into the land of abundance, we have to go through this deep water and through this blazing fire.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
当我们在神的面前表示愿意、表示回应的话
When we respond to God and showing our willingness,
世人给我们这样的一个提醒，你要仔细斟酌一下。
And the man of the world would remind you now. Think about it.
愿意让人坐车来砸过我们的头吗？
Are you willing to allow men to ride over your head?
我们愿意靠着神的恩典，在神的旨意之中经过水火吗？
Are we willing, according to His will, by His grace, to go through this water and fire?
然后我们再来问自己，我们愿意顺服吗？
After you think about this first, then you could ask yourself, are you willing to obey?
我们愿意让我们的心一直是在一个柔软的状态之中吗？
Are we willing to keep our heart continuously in the state of tenderness?
就跟主耶稣说，我的心是柔和谦卑的。
Just as our Lord Jesus said, my heart is gentle and lowly.
我们愿意像他一样，在他的额下一起来走这条属天的道路吗？
Are we willing to journey in this spiritual pilgrimage under the yoke of our Lord Jesus Christ?
这是一条窄路。
This is truly a narrow path.
却是唯一带领我们进入丰盛之地的那一条路。
Yet, this is the only way that will lead us into the land of abundance.
我们低头祷告。
Please bow your head and let's pray.
我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
靠着你的话语，靠着你的恩典，靠着你的怜悯。
By your word, by your mercy.
你将你的话语呈现在众弟兄姐妹们的面前。
You have displayed all your words before brothers and sisters.
小子知道自己的软弱，也知道自己的无能。
I know my incapability and my weakness.
信息有结束的时候，聚会也有结束的时候。
The message will end at a certain point.So does our gathering.
求你的灵继续在弟兄姐妹们心中做工。
May your spirit continue to work in brother and sister's heart.
你用你的宝血来洁净小子刚才说的话。
Lord, use your precious blood to cleanse the word I have just said.
只将你的心意留在弟兄姐妹们的心里。
But only leave your will in the heart of our brother and sisters.
你祝福在这里聚集的每一位弟兄姐妹们和他的家人。
Bless every brother and sisters who meet here as well as their families.
你也纪念你亲自在这里所设立的灯台。
And remember the lampstand you yourself have set up here.
我们这样感恩的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
With gratitude, we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。
Thank you.